Melissa Mark Viverito is the new city council speaker and the first Latina to hold citywide elected office. She won with the unanimous vote of all 51 members, including Councilmember Dan Gorodnick, who had also been vying for the position. As WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, council members said it was important for the body to be united.
She had the votes, but Councilmember Mark Viverito and her supporters wanted to make a point.
Melissa has always been a voice for the voiceless.
I urge all my colleagues to vote for Melissa because she is smart and a Latina, because she is accomplished and a Latina.
We live in a democracy, and the majority of our colleagues have formed a coalition behind Melissa Mark Viverito to be the next speaker.
Those are council members Richie Torres, Julissa Ferreras, and Daniel Drum.
I now call on Councilmember Gorodnick.
After thanking his family, Gorodnick conceded. While he'd been holding on to support from several members from Queens and the Bronx, he didn't have the 26 votes needed to win the seat.
Please know that I will do my part to resolve any rifts that this process may have caused among us, and am here to take any steps necessary to help us move forward together. But today, we say to our new speaker, congratulations.
Mark Viverito responded by walking across the council chamber and hugging her one-time rival. Mayor de Blasio used his considerable political leverage to support Mark Viverito for speaker. They agree on things like raising the minimum wage and expanding affordable housing. She says the council's united, but she's committed to acting independently.
And yes, we will unite to hold the administration and the mayor accountable.
Mark Viverito even acknowledged one policy difference. Mayor de Blasio thinks council discretionary funds, also known as member items, should be eliminated. Mark Viverito defends them. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.